Introduction. For more than 25 years, I have counseled and coached hundreds of clients as they faced some of life's biggest challenges. I've admired their individual and collective strengths, their resiliency, courage, and willingness to keep on keeping on have inspired me. Little did I know how much their examples of courage would sustain me as I faced my own biggest challenge. When my husband of nearly 40 years suddenly died from a fall at our home, I was catapulted into an aching transformation. Terry had always been bigger than life, and we had planned on living to 105. He was 61, and we both thought he still had a lot of life in him. Besides, because I had married him so young, I didn't have a clue who I was without him. We were a team. And without him, I suddenly found myself on the same challenging path that many of my clients had traveled. In the dark hours of the night and through the short, lonely days of my first winter alone, I recorded the story that you are about to read. It is a very personal journey meant as a gift to you. But first, a bit about Terry. He was born in the heartland, where ripe golden wheat waved in the wind. Eight-man football brought out the whole town to cheer, and life was about the earth, the church, and hard work. But his roots in the tiny community of Marshall, Oklahoma, couldn't hold him. He wanted more, even after a college stint in Chicago. So he bought a red 57 Chevy convertible and drove west to the Pacific. He used to say that he came west to find his fortune, and in a way he did. He found me, a redhead from California. His love letters captured my heart. What a writer he was. It's ironic that I'm the writer now, yet I know that he would be proud. The Army soon found him and brought us to the Pacific Northwest, where he ultimately built one-of-a-kind houses and we built a family. The kid from Oklahoma loved boating in the salty waters of the Puget Sound, loved his family, and loved University Place, a wooded suburb near Tacoma, Washington, with sweeping waterfront vistas. He picked this place to put down roots, dreamed the biggest dreams he could, and made them come true. My story about losing him can't prescribe how you will go about the arduous task of putting your own life together after your sudden loss. Such a loss is huge because you have had no time to prepare. Mine is one person's experience. The rules for my life were suddenly new and the playing field different. But I found that many of the discoveries were parts of me I already knew. They were just waiting to be rediscovered. If my story restores your hope even a little, comforts you while you cry, makes you laugh, or gives you a new idea or two, I will feel that I have done my job. In my work, I have always felt that the right people somehow find me. So if you have found me, I'm grateful to share this journey with you. I can tell you from my heart that even in the most difficult parts of this time, winter doesn't last forever. Spring and even summer will come again, and your life will find its new beginning too.